Tom was quite an entrepreneur. He built a great steamboat line and became quite wealthy. But he was also a bit rough around the edges, willing to mix things up and find his way in an occasional fight. His story is one well known in this city. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Thomas Ryman was a man from Nashville, Tennessee, intent on achieving a dream in business.
He's born in 1841, and his dream was to start a steamship line. And so he saves up money by fishing the Cumberland, and saved up $3,500, and went down to New Orleans and bought his first boat, the aptly dubbed the Alpha, and started a steamboat line.
As Josh Bronenberg explains, the line grew to 35 ships, and Ryman's company soon dominated freighting on the Cumberland River.
Built a big, beautiful house over here on what is 2nd Avenue today, is Market Street then, and just became a very influential guy here in Nashville, and pretty rough around the edges. Definitely an interesting character.
When Josh says interesting character, he means there were plenty of stories about Tom Ryman and his dealings with the public.
He had a issue with a gentleman working the wharf over here. Basically, he got shot and Tom Ryman went after him with a knife.
Both men survived, but it was a snapshot of how Ryman lived life. He catered to the needs of the traveling public aboard his ships as well.
On his steamships, he had saloons, and so he would sell alcohol to the passengers on his boats as they traveled up and down the river.
Ryman had built quite a shipping and passenger business on the rivers around Nashville. He had accumulated great wealth, and his rough and tumble nature had also made him well known in the city. But it was something else going on in town that Tom Ryman did not like, and he was determined to put a stop to it. What resulted was something quite unexpected. That chapter of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.